Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the No Quarters Podcast, the best MTV The Challenge podcast in the universe. I am your host, Clem. I'm joined on the show by my lions, my pals, my amigos. We got Barstool JJ and your boy, Connor. We were just having a little off-air discussion, and, you know, JJ's in his new dig, so I kind of am looking at his screen a little more, I'm not going to lie, because just kind of get a feel lay of the land. Didn't notice. JJ goes, Connor, are you in your fucking bathroom? And our boy Captain Cons is in his bathroom right now. Explain yourself, Connor.
You know why I'm in my bathroom? Because I'm sitting on my toilet, and that's exactly where this show is, in the freaking toilet. So that's why I'm doing the show from my bathroom tonight.
Oh, was this like a bit, or are you taking a shit right now?
No, I'm not actually taking a shit. Okay, I'll let you know depending on how long we go if I have to.
I would be very upset.
If I hear a fucking drop, if I hear a little nugget come out, I'm going to be offended. I'm going to be triggered. Yeah, I mean, we could just get into it right there. So first of all, let's do a little bit of housekeeping on the podcast. The New York Yankees are dead. They have been buried. There's no pulse. It's over. The season's done with, and we were able to get back to our podcast now, back to our regular scheduled program. Thank you to all the listeners that waited for us. So,
I actually met people in person. Like, people came up to me in a bar and are like, "Are you JJ from No Quitters?" Not even from Barstool. "Are you JJ from No Quitters?" And I was like, "Oh yeah." It was like a big black guy when I shook his hand. And this little, like, Middle Eastern girl, I think she's Middle Eastern, just hugged me. I was like, sorry, I just... So shout out to them. They were real cool. I talked to them for a while. They're big fans. But, yeah, people are just like, yo, you guys can't be skipping every week.
Sweeping the nation. But let me say something to all these haters out there who are like, oh, Khan's streak is ended. If Cal Ripken had a game... and the game got rained out, his streak didn't end.
I think you should have done the show by yourself for an hour.
I mean, that would have been
just
terrible.
See where that goes.
That would have been terrible.
4-minute podcast.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. Just fire off random thoughts as they come. You smoke a blunt for JJ's side of things. Shave your head, I guess, for my side of things. And just give us Captain Khan's, you know, you make fun of yourself for losing an arm wrestling contest.
Yeah, it's really hard to make fun of yourself for an hour.
Can I point out, because it's been a couple weeks since we talked, that never, ever in the time before Connor lost to Corey in arm wrestling did we hide pregnancies from each other.
Ooh. Yeah, we had to find out via the internet, Clem.
So
we were boys.
Yeah, so I'll address this as well. More housekeeping. There's a lot of shit went down since our last episode. Wifey Clem is pregnant with number two. We have
Congrats. Thank you.
We have a boy on the way. Anyone, I imagine all you other listeners have already know this from Podfathers, but if anyone, you know, fell a little behind a week or two, it's true. We have a baby boy on the way. I didn't tell anyone on this podcast because I didn't really tell anyone. There's even family members that did not know the news. We released Podfathers mistakenly a couple days early, and we were waiting to tell everyone in the family before we could tell everyone on the internet and in friendships and whatnot. We released it early. We're going to do that weekend. You guys would have gotten a text along the way. It was pregnancy, and then for a lot of our family members, whether it was a boy or a girl, and we know that as well. It is a baby boy. The Clem name lives on. I have a son that I can try to raise into, like, become, like, CT's son's best friend on, like, a future real world if MTV is still in business at that point, which we'll see. And, yeah, it's exciting times in the Cost City Club. I'll tell you, though, you guys were texting me. You were like, I can't believe I found out on a podcast. I was flustered. I was also really busy that day, and I'll just say, like, it was one of those you know when the text message just hangs over your head? And I was like, I have to reply to these two motherfuckers right now. And I was a little scared. I'm not going to lie.
Nah, it's okay. It happens. Life happens. What is your biggest fear about raising Connor Clemenza?
My biggest fear is he's just going to be a knucklehead. Like, Sienna is such a good kid, and she's just so nice and kind. Like, it's like the Danny DeVito, Arnold Schwarzenegger. It's like, this kid's going to get all the shit. You know what I mean? Like, and I don't know. I'm more like I worry more about Sienna because I'm just like a protective dad to his daughter. Whereas my son, it's like, just don't fuck up too bad. Like she's gonna be our Lisa Simpson. If this kid's our Bart, he's our Bart. What can you do? So, you know, I'm also like 100%. I just got back from Boston. 100% sending him to a school in the South. Went to my first ever, no offense, Connor, real college football game. Went to a real tailgate, or at least a real. We went to a bar for the Natty tour. Shout out Natty, and it was pretty fucking eye opening. Just how awesome college football is.
Yeah, let me tell you though. I mean, Austin. Specifically University of Texas is not a great tailgate scene because it's downtown Austin. The tailgates are kind of really spread out. There's some nice ones with like sororities, fraternities, but for the most part, it's not like one major area. So it's kind of not as great as some of the other ones, but I would agree that the tailgate scene down south is far superior to that up north.
JJ,
did you find Nelson?
I did not find Nelson. We didn't have any time for any strip clubs, so I couldn't go out and see our boy Nelson. I did hear from like random locals just talking that the state capital was Austin, and I'm like, I knew this. I found that out in like 3 seconds in the city that Nelson has lived in his whole life that he didn't know. I always forget when I'm down there to see him, but shout out to anyone who actually goes to the – I believe it's the Yellow Rose, right? That's where he works. So.
Good spot. Yep. I was thinking during tonight's episode, yo, Nelson got sent home for that fight, like, I feel like 3 months ago.
Yeah.
Seriously. I was like, what? We're still filling this spot? Come on, guys.
Yo, I feel like we've been recording this podcast since the summer.
No, we have. I'm pretty sure it's been like, I think July is when they started this thing up again.
Jesus.
This show is 100%, like, no doubt about it, is going to outlast the baseball season. Because the baseball season has like a week left, give or take, you know, based on...
We recorded before this started. Like, you know, when we did our like preview interviews episode.
Yeah, yeah.
That was coming back from the All-Star break. That was the first day of baseball for the second half.
So it's literally
the
gone.
The World Series is going to end.
The second half of the entire regular season of baseball and the world and the playoffs through the World Series is going to happen. Yeah. Is that what you're saying? Oh, my God. That is fucking ridiculous. And to anyone like.
Because remember I broke that Pineda news while we were doing it?
Yep.
I came out of the room and was like, yo, Hubs, blog this.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. Shit, I forgot you guys had Pineda. I was like. Your pitching staff. I'm like, wasn't there another guy, or they're just all healthy? Okay, shit, there was Pineda. That's right. That was so. Was that when we interviewed Tony and Bananas and all that shit? Oh my goodness, yeah. Fuck, man, this thing's been going on. Like tonight when TJ did the $1 million reveal, I'm like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, fuck.
You know what? Speaking of TJ, though, it's kind of funny.
Like, wait, didn't Corey beat Connor in arm wrestling this season? That was this season.
That was this season.
That's so long ago. That feels three seasons ago. That feels, I feel like we've been making fun of that for like a year and a half.
Believe me, I know.
I was ready to put it to bed. I didn't realize how early it still was. Oh.
But speaking of TJ, I went back and I re-listened to that interview we did with him 2 years ago. And you just reminded of how nice of a guy and how cool of a guy he is, that the dirtiest thing he did on this season was tell them that they're playing for more money.
That's a weird thing to go back and listen to. And like this day of technology, and there's so many podcasts and
I know
so many streaming services. Oh man. There's so many. You could rewatch season one of the Mick. There's so many things to do. That's not. Let me listen to a TJ Lavin.
Yo, the Mick has been bringing the fire this season. Oh man, it's such a good show. Such a good show.
Yeah, TJ is the man, though. There's no like. That's the thing. Like when it comes back, the challenge comes on, and you're tired or you're angry at the show because it's moving slow, and then he's just there. And you're like, I like the guy. You know what I mean? I love TJ. Last show, actually, I think last show was better than this show. The last show had to walk the plank challenge. Remember, they had to run to the end.
Yep.
And they hit the thing first. I didn't even get to brag because Hunter won, but also so did Jenna. So I didn't get to rub it in your wounds, salt in the wounds. So shout out to my girl, Jenna. And they sent Jordan Veronica to the Redemption House automatically. The Redemption House for like the one the one podcast we didn't get to talk about the Redemption House was the first one where the Redemption House was clearly better than the regular house, right?
Mm-hmm.
Because by the end of it, Bananas went there. Bananas lost to Derek. Camilla sent Brittany there. Do you guys have really anything to add from the last episode? I know this episode, my wife pointed out, JJ, she said Veronica was wearing her shirt again, her black and white
shirt. Yeah, she was showing off. I was like, I actually out loud said when my wife was here, I was like, oh, Veronica's doing two tits again tonight. Just high, letting everyone know, these are two different ones. They're not just one. I'm Veronica.
I did notice that our girl Camilla was wearing our merch again when she was flipping out and being a degenerate with
she's
just not a good look
now.
It's
getting it from all angles these days.
Yeah, no, I mean, who would have thought that was just like the tip of the iceberg of what was about to come? It was a little foreshadowing, as they say in the literary world. Yeah, Camilla, I'll say this. We stand for our people. We've been converted even to like fans of these people. Camilla is making it very hard to be a Camilla fan anymore. The Camillinator, this and that. There's rumors she may not even be on the show anymore. There's rumors something went down in the next season, which is like the celebrities, quotes, celebrities or whatever you want. It's like the new Pros versus Joes show they're doing. I'm not hashtag done with Camilla. I think I'm done with Camilla. I won't throw the hashtag on it yet, but
no, but I think close. MTV's pretty much leaving us no choice. They're making us be done with her.
Luckily for her, she doesn't need to buy clothes for like the next 10 years because she fucking,
yeah,
she stole,
she,
like
she can
from
clothe an entire family because she got every size too.
Speaking of which, there is the show. It's the Champs versus Stars is the name of it here. Let me pull it up. We have.
So how bad of a way is. Where's Terrell Owens in his life that he has to do this show? Seriously, like the guy is borderline Hall of Fame wide receiver.
He should be in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah.
Should be in the Hall of Fame.
And he's on this show. Is he that poor with his money that he needs money, or is he just.
Yeah.
Really desperate to stay relevant.
I think it's both. I think it's both. I think he could use the money, like a nice, like quick payday and getting some good exposure to the street toughs of the world that watch MTV. It's not a bad look for him. Like to us, it's like, but like, you know, everyone ends up with a residency in Vegas at some point.
Shout out Leroy. He'll be tending bar at any said residences. T.O. was also like chirping the Giants, like, "Hey Giants, I'm ready to play." And I was saying, like, I don't think he was kidding.
Give it to me. Give it to me. I saw him and Chad Johnson, and I was like, just give it to me.
It's
bring
better.
Bring them awesome both in. Bring them both in. I'll go to every game the rest of the year. Just to watch these two fuck around.
The Giants have a wide receiver. Once you hit the wide receiver, and not like Jordy Nelson starting wide receiver, it's like eight receivers hurt. Now we have to start play a wide receiver. That's when you know shit's bad. Give us T.O. Give us Ocho. 1-15, number one pick. Everyone forgets this season, except for the beautiful misery it causes. Beautiful chaos. So this is the show, Champs versus. We'll just touch on this quickly. Champs versus Stars. We didn't talk about this, but this broke in between the podcasts. So, first up, we have the Stars. Again, air quotes. You can't see this on the podcast. Very heavy air quotes for Stars. Arian Andrew?
Who's total that?
Pro wrestler chick. Not good. Not good. That's why she doesn't do it anymore. They sent her home.
So an ex, so you're not even like active. That's a rough look.
No, so like now she's like a straight to DVD actress, and I feel like maybe she got hired to like host something that's like not that big, but like kind of surprising she got it.
Gotcha. Kim Glass, volleyball. No idea.
No clue.
Sean Johnson, I know her just because the Olympics, and I remember it's a girl. It was.
She's the second Dominique Mochianu. There was Dominique Mochianu, then there was Sean Johnson.
Yep.
That's what it was.
Yeah. She also won Dancing with the Stars.
And there was Taylor Maroney. It just goes short little bitch face, like hot girl that like I could say she was hot then. I can't now because she was 14.
She also won Dancing with the Stars.
Really?
Yeah.
I did not know that. Little Romeo.
I feel like that's an unfair advantage.
Little Romeo. Any thoughts on Little Romeo?
What?
No, he was alive.
He's on Rap Snacks.
What's Rap Snacks?
Rap Snacks in the ghetto. I'm talking the real ghetto, not like, oh, I went to a bodega near Yankee Stadium. The real ghetto. They sell these chips called Rap Snacks.
I've seen those. I have to get them on Snacking Off, and I
and it's got like Lil Bow Wow, Lil Romeo, like all, but like they still make it with those guys with their pictures from when they were kids.
That's kind of weird, but hey. Were you a Little Romeo guy or a Little Bow Wow guy growing up?
No one was a Little Romeo guy.
Yeah,
I had to ask. I had to just make sure. I had to make
sure. What kind of royalties you getting from a bag of potato chips?
Who I don't even know if these are officially licensed.
Yeah.
I have no proof of that at all. Yeah. But anyone who's like been deep in the ghetto knows about Rap Snacks. Jesus and Mero have mentioned it.
I have to get those chips on. I didn't realize that they're like, I thought I'd have to order them. I thought they were only in the South because people in the South are usually sending me pictures of them. But if they're around here, it makes
sense. Oh, really?
Easy. Yeah.
No, I mean, a deli I went to in college in Philly had them.
Oh, shit. All right.
Because Drexel's in West Philly.
Beautiful. Josh Murray from The Bachelorette. This is Captain Khan's territory. I don't know who the fuck that is.
He's, what's his face? Murray's brother.
Buna
he's a quarterback quarterback from Georgia.
Oh, yeah, I know what you're talking about.
They used to date Casey McDonald.
Correct.
He was on the Rams, the Chiefs, right?
Chiefs, yeah.
Terrell Owens obviously talked about him. Riff Raff. Riff Raff is basically the line of demarcation where I have no idea who the fuck Riff Raff is, but I know a lot of people know of him. I heard he was going to be hosting the new TRL, which is that back?
Yeah, it's back. I don't know that he hosts it. He just did a video with Barstool.
Really?
He was that, like, the sportscaster at, like, whatever it was, Chuck whatever.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
More sports at 7.
Oh, yeah, no, I know Riff Raff then. I saw that one. Okay. I thought there was another guy. This guy's white. Yep. Okay, I thought Riff Raff was black. Not going to lie. Matt Reif from Wildin' Out. If you ain't Nick Cannon, I don't know who you are from Wildin' Out.
What the fuck? You could be on Wildin' Out and get another job off that?
Well, JJ, funny you should say that because Justina Valentine, she's from Wildin' Out too. Like MTV was just scraping at this point. Like
scraping the bottom of that barrel.
Quote unquote stars. And then I don't know, our boy Octagon Bob may know Michelle Waterson, UFC. I don't think any of us are fans of the UFC here. That is the star section. The challenge section. Wes is back. How did Wes come back for this, but he didn't come back for anything else? Any other real challenge episodes? Maybe it's because
this is by a cake. This is a cakewalk.
Yeah.
This is a cakewalk paycheck. This is you just take the paycheck, they shoot on a shorter schedule, and you don't, there's no like real drama or stress. You don't interfere with your personal life too much by having your old shit brought up. You're just out there like, oh, hey, see guys, we're a real sport too. Like that's all it is. Like, look at us, we're athletes. Me, Bananas, CT. And CT's like, duh. Like doing his like Boston Jim Brewer.
Yeah.
Because daddy's back.
That probably does, that does check. You don't have to leave the country. Like if you get hurt, you're going to like an LA hospital. You're not going to the Columbia.
Yeah, that's the thing. Yeah. You don't have to deal with a passport. This is a cakewalk.
Jenna, we knew Jenna was in it. Johnny Bananas, no surprise. Anissa.
This is where Jenna like breaks her ankle or whatever.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, that's we talked about that already. So if you guys didn't know already, I'm sorry. I think that's the end of Jenna's career. I'm not going to lie. I think we won't be seeing her much after that.
But where does Jenna go from here?
I don't think she'll be able to rebound. She might be back for a couple, but it's going to be a sad last time around. Last time around the track.
Not
it's
sad
gonna
be for like, you. You're going to enjoy
gonna
it.
It's going to be Jenna, which should be the prime of her career, is going to look like Ric Flair at 58 taking ladder bumps. It's sad. I'm sorry you have to see your hero die.
You could have just said Matt Harvey this year, which would have hurt even more, believe it. Anissa. Don't care about that. Ashley Mitchell from Explosion. I don't know which Ashley that is. Is that the one that we hate?
Yo, I went out on Saturday and I... Oh, no, I didn't. I watched just the Yankee game. I went to bed as soon as it ended. And my wife the next day was like, yo, did Anissa tweet at you at like 12:30 in the morning? Where are you? And I was like, I have no idea. And I looked and she did.
Oh.
I'm going to hang out with her in Philly so soon.
Can't wait to see that Instagram story.
Right?
There's another timeline in this universe running parallel to us where the Yankees win game 7, JJ goes out, gets absolutely shit-faced, and is out with Anissa till 5 in the morning.
Right?
That's a legend. Oh my God. We have a hell of a story right now on this podcast in this alternate timeline universe.
Yeah, I come out of my basement celebrating.
Anissa could be on the show right now in this parallel universe. You guys are smoking blunts, just hanging out. You never know. You just never know what could happen. But
next thing you know, they're doing a season that's like bring a friend, like not necessarily a bloodline, and then I'm there.
Not necessarily.
And I make her call me cuz the whole time.
Camilla's on. I think that's the end of Camilla's run based on all the rumors we've heard. Zach's on, which means Jenna's life's going to be a living hell. So I'm sure she probably broke her ankle on purpose to get out of that. It's going to be a rough.
Man, what if he hit her? What if he just fucking kicked her?
Ooh.
Yo, I'm just picturing her being upset and like kind of crying, like sitting by the pool, you know, like talking to someone, but that someone's Terrell Owens. He just doesn't make me feel good.
And then, you know, Terrell is just looking at her, just completely lost. He has no idea how to handle.
That's really unfair, man. That's your quarterback. That's your quarterback.
Yeah.
fuck, man. God damn it. It's going to be a rough end to Jenna's career. Emily Schrom. So they're bringing in the fucking, this is like the Game of Thrones. This is Khaleesi's bringing the dragon out. We haven't seen.
Who is this?
This is Emily from DC, from Real World DC. She was like, she was ripped. She's ripped. She runs
a bunch of gyms now.
Yeah. She like got her money and bought a gym because like that was literally her goal before the challenge, before the Real World. I feel this chick is cut. She's awesome. She might be the best girl of all time when push comes to shove. I think that's fair to say, right, Connor?
I would agree with that, yeah. And she's certainly in crazier shape now.
Yeah. And like she's into competition, she's into just working out, and like she was smart. She wouldn't just get hammered to get hammered. Like she was looking to win shit. She was an alpha, so stoked that she's back. CT, so happy CT's back. Last but not least, the arm wrestling champion of the world, Corey Wharton. So that's our MTV side of the cast there. The other thing I've noticed here, it has a list for charity. Which everyone's playing for charities. The only charity is on the quote unquote star side of the ledger. I'm guessing the charity, I don't know if the charity on the other side literally just goes into these real worlders' pockets because it's like they don't have like athlete money, but I thought
they are the charity.
They are the charity. Yeah, exactly. And I wanted to make note of this because this came out in some sort of a press release. I believe it was MTV's press release. This was what they said. Like Champs versus Pros, which featured Cara Maria and Darrell emerging as a top finishers against a tough.
Oh, I forgot how fucking mad I'm about to get. Oh, my God.
The cast will be playing to take home winnings for the charity of their choice. The game rules are also similar. The winning team. All right. Let me get this one a little extra oomph on it. The winning team from each challenge will nominate their most valuable player, parentheses, MVP, who will receive money for their charity, be safe from elimination, and choose their team's least valuable player, parentheses, LVP, to go into elimination. You fucking motherfuckers. The one thing this fucking podcast, two things this podcast has. It has the DMX music in the beginning and the end, and it has MVP, LVP. And you fucking couldn't even let us have that. You stole that one for us too, without giving us an executive producer credit, without giving us nothing. I'm sick of this shit.
Imagine they have DMX on the next like Stars one.
Wow. That no would way. Really, really be over the top.
There's no way DMX survives to that right now. He's on a downward trajectory. It's going quick. But that would be a... I almost respect their troll game at this point. Like, that's a troll fucking move. LVP? Are you out of your fucking mind? Are you serious, MTV?
Like, that's not even, like, a popular term in America's lexicon. Like, oh, LVP. That is straight from our podcast.
Let me tell you what MVP LVP came up. We were about to start, and this was season one. Big Cat goes, we should have, like, you know, a couple segments that we always have. And I was like, oh, okay. And I'm like, I don't know what the fuck. I'm like,
this was the try
MVP and LVP.
EMT. This was his pilot.
I always say, like, before, like, Dan got into, like, you know, Dan always talked about KFC Radio was, like, his, like, bar he would try to go around to. It's, like, his local bar. Like, we were, like, No Quitters, like, the dive bar, where it's, like, when you're hammered at 4 in the morning and no one, like, he knows the kitchen is open late at No Quitters.
Yeah. So he knows we're serving mod sticks. Yeah. Keep the grill open for him.
So this is where he started. He knows it gets down and dirty. So I just started MVP, LVP. It came off the cuff, off the top of my head. And these fucking people stole it from us. And if you guys, we get a lot of shit. You guys have seen your mentions about, like, oh, this isn't, like, they're not rigging the contest for these people. They're not copying you guys. I mean, come on. MVP, LVP.
I've never said that to me.
I've got a few of those in the past. I mean, the No Quitters thing, I'm getting it in the mentions for. But, I mean, I don't think there's any coming back for this. I was mad. I was upset. I was not mad. I was legitimately upset when I saw that, and I was like, I got to start getting paid by MTV. This podcast might have to disappear until MTV starts paying us fucking money. That's the bottom line. After this season's over, anyway.
I would agree with that because this is a blatant slap in our face.
And little bit, and to anyone who wants the episode breakdown that's coming, I'll put a note in it. I'll put a note in the script. I'm telling you in the middle of the podcast, so don't worry about it. I'm going to put a note in there for you guys. Anyway, I had to put this one in there as well. We got this tweet from Marty Summa Jr. Did we know that Ammo charges $80 an hour as a pro cuddlist? And I'm going to read a quick little article here. I'm waiting in a hotel room for Ammo, a former Real World cast member who now lives in Brooklyn as a part-time professional cuddler for a service known as Cuddlist. For $80, Ammo will cuddle with you for an hour, which is a very, very long time to cuddle. And then it's a magazine article. It kind of cuts out. So Ammo is making $80 an hour as a cuddler.
Doesn't that kind of make you wish you were willing to just cuddle dudes?
Well, I mean, are you that hard up for $80?
No.
No,
not at all. I just like to think about how, like, what it'd be like to lead a shitty life sometimes.
Those Susan Barsh parties don't pay for themselves.
Every once in a while, I'm just going to be like, I'm going to be a bartender now. And that lasts about 20 minutes. And you guys just witnessed one of those.
Connor, I'm not gonna lie, Connor. I could see you as a cuddler, a professional cuddler. You like?
I'll tell you, I'll be hand up. I love a good cuddle, but an hour long cuddle and only $80. I don't know. I feel like my cuddle skills are worth more than $80 an hour.
How much of that do you think Cuddlist takes home at the end of the day out of that 80? It's like an Uber driver. Like, I don't know how much Uber drivers make. How much does Uber take? How much does the
Uber drivers make? Like 81%.
Oh, that's more than I figured. Okay. So if that was the case with Cuddlist, I'm not even going to try to do the math here. We'll just say $60. If you made $60 an hour, you put it like that, $60 an hour isn't bad, especially if you're like fresh out of college and shit. And you just need a little, you know, maybe you're not getting like the kind of girl.
Or you're just like
you want.
A weird dude and just like don't mind hugging guys.
I think I called Connor this in the past. I know a guy in college that would just go to girls' rooms and play with their hair in bed, and they liked it because girls like getting their hair played with. And I'm like, that's fucking weird. And he's like, that's my game, though. And Connor, I feel like you've probably done that in the past yourself.
You guys have seen it firsthand. I braid the girls' hair.
Braid
girls'
hair. I'm telling you.
It's a great move.
There's another time move. There is another parallel universe where Connor was born 15 years later, and he is now working for Cuddlist instead of doing whatever he never joined the army.
Yeah.
He just started cuddling with, you know, whatever it may be, boys, girls, whatever, and now he's a professional cuddler.
It's not even about cuddling guys. It's about cuddling the kind of guys who would pay Ammo $80 to get cuddled. Like,
right.
That's rough. That is a rough. There's got to be odors for these people. It's not good. It's not pretty.
Yeah.
Yeah. People who have to pay to be cuddled with are probably not in the best shape of their life.
You smell like, you know, how people's houses, you just go in and you're like, oh, that's a bad smell.
Yeah.
Like, that's a 90% chance. That's a bad smelling house.
Yeah.
I'm trying to look at any good cuddlers and find your Cuddlist. If my wife sees my fucking history here, I'm going to be in trouble. It's like, what the fuck were you looking to get a cuddler for?
Oh, because you aren't, your wife doesn't already know the things you Google.
Yeah, exactly, right? For the record, I think I am a pretty good cuddler, but we don't even cuddle anymore. We're on the opposite sides of the bed. Not even close. Oh, these cuddlers are terrible. These cuddle. Yeah. For anyone at home, if you want to go to cuddlist.com,
yeah,
these people better be good cuddlers, because I don't see it. They don't look like they're, I think you either have to be jolly, either shape-wise, or just have an aura about you. This guy, Ethan, actually looks like he could be a decent cuddler.
He's a Clem, finding a good cuddler for himself.
All right. Before we have people freak out on us for not talking about the challenge nonstop. All right. Camilla on the Viva hat. Camilla's out of the fucking trust circle. Circle of friends. She gone?
Yeah. I mean, you got to stop wearing that stuff.
Yep. Agreed. Derek beating Bananas. Bananas is slipping. He's been slipping. They said it was the curse of the ceremony or something like that. Like, there's something.
Yeah, Jimmy kept saying it was karma.
Yeah. I mean, sooner or later, it's like Bananas was always making finals and winning. It's, you know, Derek is a good dude. I like him. He's like a lot skinnier than he used to be. He doesn't have like the same like crazy pit bull side of him, even though he still has some fight. Like, Bananas got to win. You know what I mean? I was kind of disappointed by that. I also don't remember much about that challenge, so, or that elimination. All right, we get to tonight's episode. So we have CT, Bananas, Leroy, Jordan, Jemmy. Is Jemmy in the redemption house at this point? Anissa, Kara, like a sick redemption house. Sick redemption house.
God bless you.
Bless you.
Thank you.
We had Tony in a room by himself, which I think is a pretty fucking, we've all been there before. If it was me, I'd just be thinking about how much I'm going to jerk off. If I'm Tony, he's thinking about how many babies he's going to put in girls, which I'm sure some shit went down that they didn't show. We then get the redemption challenge people in and that hammer challenge, which might have been the worst actual challenge of the season, which is saying something.
That was stupid. Like, that doesn't distract you at all. It's a nuisance, sure, but it shouldn't distract you from being able to figure out those puzzles. That was a terrible idea. They were just, like, looking for something.
That whole thing was stupid.
Yeah. I mean, tonight's episode really felt like, kind of like watching tonight's episode was Marshawn Lynch. I'm here just so I won't get fined.
It's
almost like it just got too long while they were filming it. They were like, we didn't plan this out.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a lot to ask the producers. It's like when Raw went to 3 hours, you know, you sacrifice quality.
Perfect. That is the perfect description. Perfect way to describe this.
When WCW added Thunder, it was just too much. Yep. You're asking too much of the writers.
It always comes back to wrestling on this podcast. It really does.
I mean, no, but you're absolutely right. The season's too long. There's too many seasons close together. We've said it already. That's why I'm sitting on the toilet. I say it again. It's why I'm sitting on the toilet.
If I had to see that fucking special effect where they took the numbers and like blurred it up and put it, they did that like 10 times because they had nothing else to do, because they had a guy getting hit in the head with a little toy hammer and he's staring at the fucking thing. It was fucking awful. I just hated everything about it.
Like, they should have just left the puzzle up so we could all see it, then we could solve it in our heads very quickly and then just yell at our TVs.
Mm-hmm. Yep. We had someone, Carl, tweeted at us, the last redemption challenge was like eating like cow balls and like a full fucking sewer rat. And these people had to like look at numbers for a little while as like a little baby hammer hits their head. Like when the girls did it, I was like, oh, the girls must have fucked it up. When the guys do it, it's going to be like savage shit. It was the same exact thing. It was the fucking worst. I don't know what else to say about that. I don't want to like go on my rants because I think people think we legitimately hate the show.
Ask you a question. So I see our mentions the last 2 weeks. There's people who legitimately still love this show. Are we just super jaded because we overanalyze it? Or are we just in what we've said? Justified.
We are older. Maybe we're not fitting. But I mean, I see it in my mentions all the time. It's like people are like fucking like ready to like hang themselves. Like, and this is the thing. My friends are also my age too, so maybe it's an older thing. But like we used to talk like during the episode, text chains, like, oh shit, this shit's going down, blah, blah, blah. Like, it's nothing. Nothing's going on. And they all like watch the show still. I don't know if I'd be watching if we weren't doing the podcast, to be honest. So I might have bailed out by like some point this season. I'm not really sure. I don't know.
Yeah.
It's weird. It's just a weird, it's been a weird like run of seasons too. And this season is taking for fucking ever. If they piled this entire season into like the regular amount of episodes, I think it actually would have been a decent season with the shit that went down, you know? Like how long ago does that fucking rap battle seem? When everyone got pissed at fucking Jordan for calling Jimmy like a down.
That was this season too. Oh my God.
It's never ending. It really is. It's never ending.
I feel like
it was funny, Clem, when I went back and I listened to that TJ, like we broke down the episode. There was a lot to talk about in the episode. And now we watch the show now and it's just there's nothing to break down.
Yeah, I mean, even the drama that was going on tonight in the deliberation, I was like, this is pointless, just running out the clock to get us to the elimination, which never fucking came, obviously. All right. So let's see. Cara Maria. CT, which, all right, shout out to Kyra for going right to CT immediately, snagging him before Camilla got him. That was a great move. If CT has a brain, he goes with Kyra Maria 1,000 times out of 1,000. You don't go near Camilla for as...
I mean, just in that group, like in all of that, that was the, you know, the best pairing.
Yeah.
Like that's one and one on each side.
It's like Duke and Kentucky just teaming up for the fucking tournaments. Like, yep, you guys advance. And then it was Jordan and who was his partner?
Tori,
yep. Shout out to Tori. My wife said it too. Like, if I had a root for people I'm rooting for, it's basically CT and Tori at this point. Like, those are the two people I actually am actively rooting for. Kyra Maria too. She's a two-time guest on the show. I have to admit this too. I don't know about you guys. I think... How do I phrase this? I don't hate Hunter anymore. I don't like him still, but I have to respect the dude that's playing with a broken fucking wrist or whatever it is. That's fucking legit. We have to give him credit.
Yeah,
now.
That's respectable.
And he's not with Nelson, and he's not with who is the other guy that he's been like partnering up with. Like when he's not around all his guys, and he's not puffing at his chest like a fucking hardo, he's like much easier to take, especially like when his arm is broken. I just hope that like these guys smell blood in the water and like they go at him every single time, even though it's basically already over. So we had the $1 million reveal, which is like 35 weeks in the making, which I think honestly a lot of us had forgotten about. And we had our purge, which was like fucking, I almost cried. I was so happy. The winners, what was the challenge again? It was the, it was like a puzzle. It was like,
yeah, this was the head up thing. Oh, so this is what I was talking about before. I didn't realize we were still talking about last episode.
No, it's the one where they opened the boxes.
Yeah.
With the crowbars.
Yeah. They opened the boxes with the crowbars. They had to like fill out puzzles.
The ropes was pretty funny because the math that they were trying to do was hysterical. Because they couldn't do it.
Yeah, that puzzle always shows itself too. I forgot what it's called. My wife was like, "You have." She's like, "If I was going on the challenge, I would do those puzzles like every fucking day. Just get a different whatever they're called. I forgot the name of the shapes. Is that what you're talking about, JJ? How like if they had that on the screen, we could solve it? Yeah, I agree. That would have made a lot more sense. I'm just watching, but I
just
think
the opportunity, like when you're watching someone like play a game on their phone or like play solitaire. Remember people used to play solitaire? You'd be like, oh, you got to go there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's just like the most annoying thing. Let me just do that.
Let me just do it for you.
Backseat driving the entire time. Yeah. And Derek, I think it was Derek, was like, I'm just going to put these and hope they fall into place. Like, that's probably exactly what I would have done. That was the most relatable thing I've seen on the challenge in some time. It's also like, what was the name of that show? Fuck. Nah, terrible radio. I have no idea what. It's the one where they were like, you had to like get like, they had like little stupid challenges you could just do around your house, like ping pong balls. You would get them in like little buckets
Double
and shit.
Beer?
Like, it would, no, it was like, it was a few years ago. It was like, I don't know the name of it. I forgot. Double Dare, though. Let's fucking talk Double Dare. I fucking love Double Dare. Anyway, the winners were CT and Cara Maria, no surprise. Jordan and Tori. Camilla complaining about Derek for not letting her go ahead. Again, a fucking point against her. Sick of Camilla's shit. Officially,
it's kind of wild that the other guys did. Like, I was like, wait, this is an individual thing, and you just like let her take off.
Yeah. And
like,
I think with Camilla, it's just like, I don't want to hear her shit. I just don't want to hear her. It's just,
and that's why I thought it was great that Derek was like, "Nah, you're staying. Everyone else gets to go play. You've got to finish your chores."
Here's why Derek, as much as we enjoyed him, here's why he's not built for the challenge anymore. Because he started talking about, I coach second and third graders, and the first thing we teach them is about sportsmanship. And that's absolutely important at that age. But to survive in the challenge, you got to be a little dirtier. And he waited for Camilla. And the fact that he did that was, or no, he made her wait. Or so I don't
know. Yeah, he made her wait.
Bottom line, yeah, he's not built for the challenge anymore, which is okay. He's like 42. He should not be built for the challenge anymore.
Yeah.
Hey, you get a paycheck for getting on the plane, you know? Get that paycheck. Yo, I have 11% battery.
Yeah, we're wrapping up right now anyway. We have so the next episode, it looks like the final challenge.
I got 11% battery left for this show.
We're all going to do the episode in the next podcast in the bathroom all together. Solidarity.
Yeah.
The next episode, it looks like the final elimination or challenge, or whatever you want to call it, to get in, is on scaffolding. And I've been corrected. I've since been corrected. It's not scaffolding or whatever the fuck it is. It's called something else. Guess what? Everyone in my mentions called it scaffolding. I call it scaffolding. It's scaffolding. It's scaffolding forever for the rest of my life. Whatever whatever it really is now whatever scaffolding is. It's flip-flop. This is now taking over scaffolding. Probably going to stink because apparently whoever came up with these challenges stinks. Then we have the final, which probably will be a double episode. I'm hoping we get scaffolding elimination, first half of the finale, and then second half of the finale. That's all we can hope for, right?
So that'll work well with our new every other week schedule.
No, I think we do the last two. I think we do the last two now as soon as they happen. Just because I think it's going to be like big shit now. We just get it done with.
I'm down for whatever. I don't know.
But give the people what they want. Give the people
all
what
right.
they want. MVP, LVPs.
MVP's TJ for being super cool, even when he's supposed to be allegedly dirty. And LVP, once again, in a far and away winner, MTV, for just sucking and stealing our ideas.
So you're giving it to MTV the fucking the suits?
Yes.
All right. JJ.
MVP, CT, just still got it. Just powers through, head down. Lot of grit. LVP, Camilla, just whining. Too much whining.
I won't argue choice. With that either. And just fucking the Viva flag has been dragged through the mud. I'm happy that didn't happen. I'm happy the Leroy episode was not tonight, because all we need is like one social justice warrior to latch onto that as their platform, and that would have been a bad fucking night. My MVP, I'm going to go with, I can't give it to Hunter just because I don't like him that much. I just don't not hate him. Jordan, I'll tell you, Jordan always is a competitor. Give him credit. He came in brash that one year when he flipped all the things for bananas. I'm a Jordan guy, even though he can still piss you off sometimes. I wouldn't want to be friends with Jordan, but I could definitely fuck with Jordan on the show. And
he looks like he just tied a woman to train tracks.
Yeah, it's sick. He's twisting his mustache. Yeah. It was a good hand. And then the LVP, I'm going to go with MTV, except I'm going with the producers. A few of our people on Twitter mentioned this because these fucking challenges are so stupid at this point. They have to. It's not that hard to come up with good challenges. Just take the shit from like Fear Factor and just make it like cooler and you'd be fine. Take the shit from Double Dare and make it cooler. Just take Double Dare. Fucking MTV Double Dare. I'd watch that.
Bring back Slime.
I'm going to edit this out because they're going to do that next fucking. They'll do that in like two shows. It'll be MTV The Challenge Double Dare and not give us any credit for it. Fuck them. Connor, tell us about your thing you have coming up.
Right. So, The charity I work with,
Blair Heroes, on December 1st, Friday, New York City, we have our annual gala. It's four hour open bar. Ticket is $150, which if you're in New York City, $150 for a four hour open bar is dope. Great food, entertainment, raffles. It's a cocktail attire event, so you wear a suit. Girls can wear a nice dress. It's a lot of fun. Last year was the first year I went, and I subsequently got involved with the charity. So I'm looking forward to having a lot of familiar faces there this year. So definitely check it out. I'll be tweeting about it in the next few weeks.
What's the website? It kind of cut out there for a second.
Oh, yeah. Sorry. It's OperationHOH.com.
Cool. Yeah. And there was a decent Barstool presence there last year, right?
A couple people? There were a handful of guys. I'm expecting that we'll see more of a presence this year.
Yeah, that was
just because the guys last year had such a good time, so I think they'll spread the good word.
Yeah, it was all, everything was still getting settled at that point, too. Everything was pretty new. You've been also doing half of this podcast with a toothbrush in your mouth, which I kind of dig. JJ, any last words?
No, I...
Any snacks tonight?
I ate Take Five.
Ooh, okay.
I was wondering what that was. It looked good.
Yeah.
People dig Take Fives. That's one of like, that's kind of become like the sneaky candy bar. Everyone's like, it's my favorite. And I'm like,
I dig the ones they sell in the airport where it's just like a bunch of them in like a bag and it's made by like a nicer place.
Take Six. nothing on my side of the equation. We have, oh fuck. It's Halloween. No, Halloween's next. No, Halloween is
next Tuesday.
But it'll be over by the time the show starts, I guess. Maybe we'll do it in costume. Yeah,
your kid, how old's your kid?
No.
You're done at 3:30.
I was like, shit, am I going to have to do it, like give out candy during the podcast, which would have been kind of fun, actually. Just like
go and fucking throw eggs with your friends.
I got the Barbasol. Did you guys
melting
do that?
Tips.
Yeah, melting the tips. Yeah, that was the best part. If you didn't have Barbasol, you were a poor kid in my eyes. If you had Colgate, I was like this fucking broke bitch.
Yeah. Even though it was just like $1 a can, but like that was the legit one.
And they were like, if you don't buy them like a week, if you buy like within a week of Halloween, they won't sell you shaving cream or eggs at the store. That was always the rumor that went around.
They wouldn't sell you eggs, and they wouldn't sell you shaving cream on Halloween. But like the week leading up to it, the pharmacy would just have a whole aisle just shaving cream.
It's hilarious thinking too, like these little fucking punks that have like the baby faces just buying like six things of shaving cream.
Yeah, and then we'd either hide them somewhere, like we'd go to someone's house, melt tips, and then hide them so like. Because our parents would be like, don't be out there doing that again. And next thing you know, like, I accidentally hit my own dad's car with an egg, you know?
See, I never threw eggs. Because we had, like, a coach who used to say, like, shaving cream, toilet paper, that can be cleaned up. An egg can really mess up somebody's car. And it always stuck with me, and I felt bad.
I had a couple little bad fucks in my neighborhood, like, who were a couple years older than me. And I had an egg whiz by my head once. And that, they threw eggs at people. You think
we threw eggs at each other. Oh my God, we threw eggs at each other. I've been hit by so many eggs. I've gunned people. This is back when I was like playing baseball at a very high level, just gunning eggs at people.
Looking out for blood.
Oh my God, yeah. Oh yeah, it was a great time. I am down to 3% though.
All right. Well, listen, everyone, JJ's computer, don't quit on us. We won't quit on you.